This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Discussion on 99 Names of Allah. We are here with Ammar al-Shukri.
Assalamu alaikum.
And yours truly, Bilal Khan. And today, in this video, we're talking about
Al-Hamid, inshallah.
Al-Hamid. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil
Alameen. So Al-Hamid is the one who's deserving of hamd. He's the one who's deserving of praise. With all of its values, levels, all of its ways.
There we go. Way.
So he is, Al-Hamid is the one who's deserving of praise, even if nobody praises him. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who's deserving of praise in and of himself. And Al-Hamid is mentioned in the Quran a lot. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَعَلَّمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Know that Allah Azza wa Jalla is غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is غَنِي. Allah is free of need. And he is Hamid. He is the one who's deserving of praise.
What's the word? What would you say? Like, Ghani is free of need?
Ghani is free of need.
And that is different from Samad?
Samad is literally the one who has. Ibn Abbas described as Samad as being the one who has no internal organs.
Oh. Interesting.
And what that means, right? It's similar. Yeah. When you have no internal organs, it means that I'm free of need.
You're
right?
Free of material anchors.
It means that the reason why I have internal organs is because I have a heart. I need blood to go to my veins. I have lungs. I need oxygen to go through into my body. I have a stomach, kidneys. I have all of these things.
Okay.
But you take all of that out, it means what? It means I don't need air and I don't need sustenance and food and nourishment and I don't need any of these things. And so that is the meaning of a samad. Al-Hamid or Al-Ghani. Ghani generally, for example, you'll translate Ghani
to do with
being rich.
Being rich, yeah.
Right?
Wealth.
But what is Ghina? What is richness?
Except that you're financially free and independent. And
a poor person can be Ghani as long as they don't need. Right? And so Ghina or Allah Azza wa Jalla, when he says that he is Al-Ghaniyul Hamid, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who is not in need. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who is praiseworthy, or Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who's deserving of praise. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions this, and will pair these words very much, ghaniyun hamid, that he is ghani, whether you praise him or not.
So he doesn't need your praise.
Not at all.
He's free of us. He's free of
And at the same time, he is hamid, he's deserving of that praise.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. So, Alhamd.
So, the thing is, does the meaning of the fact that he doesn't need the praise and he doesn't need the gratitude by itself in Hamid still stand without the Ghani?
Say it one more time.
So, does the idea that he doesn't need our praise and he doesn't need our gratitude stand alone in Hamid itself? Or that it works because we add Al-Ghani?
Even without Al-Ghani, he would still be Al-Hamid.
Okay.
Still be Al-Hamid.
So he's deserving of that praise, whether or not we praise him.
Whether or not he prays. He was Al-Hamid before.
And Ghani is the fact that he's free of the need of praise and free of the need of gratitude.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's for our benefit that we praise him.
Of course. It's not for him.
Right.
Right. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, if all of you, mankind, were all had the heart of the most righteous person, that would not increase Allah Azza wa Jalla anything.
Okay.
And if we were all the most, had the heart, imagine 7 billion people all had the heart of the most evil, wicked person on earth, that would not take away from Allah Azza wa Jalla anything. And so our worship doesn't benefit him and it doesn't increase him. إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيكُمْ إِيَّهَا. Allah says simply, it is, and that's a hadith Qudsi, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Basically, we don't benefit Allah.
Yeah, Allah says, it's simply your actions.
Yeah.
I encompass them for you, and then I reward you for them. So whoever finds goodness, then let him thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. And whoever finds evil in that, then let them not blame anyone except for themselves. And so, Al-Hamid, yes.
It's just interesting, because I'm coming to the idea that, okay, if he's not in need of us, he doesn't need our praise, he doesn't need our gratitude. If we're good or bad, it is it makes no difference to him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if we're at-tawwab, he is at-tawwab, because, and so even if from evil we return to him and good, he is the happiest and most welcoming This is where my mind just starts going.
Okay. Guys, if any of you find Bilal's mind, please return it. His mind is about to take off.
My mind's about to explode right now.
Okay.
It's just like trying to take in all of these attributes and stuff in one understanding. It's interesting because it's like it's not human for somebody to not care about something, but then when somebody returns to them, for them to be joyous about the fact that they returned. As a human being.
I mean, when you look at all of these attributes, they're above and beyond what we, not only what we do, but what we've ever seen.
Or can comprehend.
Yeah. I mean, you forgive somebody, but when you forgive somebody, rarely do you ever return to the station back before they ever harmed you. Right. Or before they ever. You definitely don't forget. It's never completely erased. But that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla does again and again and again. And even if sometimes you forgive somebody, how rare is it that you turn around and love that person then?
Yeah.
Even the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like Wahshi, he would say to him, I accept your Islam and I'm okay with you accepting Islam, but I don't really want to see you around all the time. You killed my uncle Hamza, that's it. But look, Allah Azza wa Jalla turns around and forgives and raises that person, right? And loves that person. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah laughs at two people who enter into paradise. One of them killed the other. Well, how did that happen? One killed the other, and then the other, the killer accepts Islam, and both of them enter into paradise.
So that would be essentially the situation between Hamza and Wahshi.
Yeah, exactly. And it's played out so many different times, right? Khalid ibn al-Walid and Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl and many others.
Yeah.
So Allah Azza wa Jal loves. And when we're talking about this topic, it brings to mind the statement of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he said, I don't have the ability to praise you. Like, there's nothing that I can say. There's nothing that I can conjure up.
That's the Prophet, I'm talking about Allah.
Yes.
Okay.
لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكِ. He says, I don't have the ability to praise you. You are as you praised yourself. Like, when we think about Allah Azza wa Jalla, there's nothing really that can allow us to even begin to describe Him. It's incredibly profound.
Oh my God. Okay. Say that again.
I don't have the ability to praise you.
Okay.
لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكِ. أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكِ. You are as you praised yourself.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and so these are just some short reflections and thoughts about the beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jalla Al-Hamid. We recognize that every beautiful attribute that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one, and every praise, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who's most deserving of it. And even then, we don't have the capacity to praise Allah Azza wa Jalla in the way that He deserves, other than Alhamdulillah, what Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught us to praise Him with. And that's why, by the way, always the best praises of Allah, a lot of times we try to get fancy with our, supplications and our praises, but the best way to praise Him is going to be what?
Is the way that He's taught us.
Yeah. Okay. It's like sometimes it's like saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you're like, okay, I want to move on to something else, or La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, or Allahu Akbar. But these are the ways that Allah Azza wa Jal taught us to praise Him. And
I think
if we become jaded with it, it's only because we haven't unlocked their secrets.
It's just, just even the sense that how many times are we actually cognizant and conscious of when we're saying it, are we really taking it into account, internalizing what we're saying?
Yep, exactly.
Maybe that could be the takeaway.
Very much so. Thinking about what you say. Every action has a essence and a physical manifestation. And the essence of prayer, dua, supplication that you make is the brokenness and consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Brokenness of yourself towards Allah. You recognize that He's al-Ghani, and I'm the faqir, I'm the one who's in need, and He's the one who isn't. And thinking about His names and attributes, and calling upon Him, Allah, by that. And so we end here, inshallah. JazakAllah khair for everybody who's watching. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadu ala alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, kathira.